This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guy that covers that stuff, amongst other things, including the NFL, it's Ian Valentino from the 33rd team, Carl, on the waitfor.com hotline.
Ian, there's so much going on around the league. We're seeing more movement than usual with trades. First of all, tell us what you think about this trend that we're seeing with today. I mean, the Ravens making a trade to go get, you know, another wide receiver and help for Lamar Jackson and Deontay Johnson. Do you think this is now what we're going to see year in and year out with the NFL and its GMs?
Yeah, I really hope so. I mean, we saw the Chiefs. They went out and got a pass rusher. I think it makes a lot of sense. Like, this is almost like a money ball or something that we used to see in the NBA a little bit more often, where teams would just be getting off of these expiring contracts or veterans that they just don't want to pay or don't need to pay anymore that aren't really helping a team win. So why not? You know, and I think these teams need to be aggressive with these draft picks, especially if we've seen the NIL kind of affect the depth of these draft classes. Last year was a very shallow draft. I think this year is going to be the same way. So you've got less quality in these drafts. Why not move a day three pick, even a day two pick, depending on how good the player is? You might as well, if you're a contender, go all in on a guy that can help you right now, because chances are you're not really going to use that pick anyways to help your roster. And then on the flip side, if you're a bad team, absolutely. Like, if you're Carolina, your season's over anyways. Like you said, I think they're going to switch their mindset to 2025 and 2026 as opposed to even worrying about this year. So they might as well get the asset, clear the books a little bit, and help there tomorrow more than today.
And now, Ian, this is not, you don't traffic in rumors, but I'll ask anyway, because Carl and I were having this discussion, because the Panthers have basically become the most dysfunctional team in the NFL, and just say for argument's sake, they coveted Shedeur Sanders, would Coach Prime, pull what both John Elway and Eli Manning's dads did and say, we're not coming to Carolina?
He's threatened it, and I think he did mention Carolina as a place he wouldn't want to see Shedeur go. And to be honest, I didn't take a lot of what Prime was saying as gospel. I actually didn't think that for a lot of places he would sit there and try to influence where Shedeur would go. But I actually think Carolina is one of those places where he could, because that position is so toxic, I think, with the ownership, and I think it's so cat out of the bag that that's not a good situation. He might actually try to influence a little bit where his son goes, and even Shedeur might as well. And I think that it might be even worthwhile. And you have to look at, you know, quarterback success. It's almost entirely dependent on where you go, unless if you're an all-time player. And even then, you really don't get all-time quarterbacks without all-time coaches. So it's hard to imagine that they're going to want to go to that type of situation.
While we're talking about quarterbacks, listen, a Hail Mary will grow the legacy of any quarterback. But how are you viewing right now what we've seen from Jayden Daniels? The Falcons will see him in a few weeks. They are somewhat of a surprise. Many people are saying, listen, they are the best team in the NFC East. It's not the Eagles. It's not the Cowboys. We're going to find out. But tell me what your evaluation is of Jayden Daniels thus far.
I mean, he's been stellar. I think he's covering up for a lot of what is maybe lacking there as far as talent. I don't think it's the best offensive line in the league. I don't think he has the greatest running back. I think he has good parts around him, but he doesn't have amazing parts around him. And they don't really have a defense that's, you know, just overwhelming teams with just so much talent. I think they have a ton of holes actually on that defense too. So I think Jaden's been great. The coaching staff has been phenomenal, and they've put him in a position to play to his strengths. And right now he's also adjusted in a way that he's taken away a lot of his own weaknesses and a lot of the concerns that we had coming out of LSU. the coaching staff has done a good job to mitigate those issues, you know, seeing over the, you know, the middle of the field, anticipating routes coming open, typical young player things. They don't have him doing typical young player things. And then he has also done a great job of going away from his weaknesses and just getting the ball into space, moving quickly, playing reactively, doing these things that you just don't see too often. Like, those are things that take a lot of confidence. They take a lot of intellect, and he's been able to translate that immediately, and it's incredibly impressive. And I think it's just like C.J. Stroud last year. I think we should have that same conversation to say, it's not how good is he as a rookie. How good is he now across the NFL? Because he's been that good. So really huge props to him to come in and silence. Even myself, maybe have been a little bit of a skeptic because you see rookie quarterback struggle, and he doesn't look any bit of a rookie quarterback.
It's Ian Valentino with us, guys, the 33rd team. You can check him out on Twitter, by the way. It's good draft coverage, too, and we're always talking draft. One thing about the draft, Anthony Richardson was always kind of a bit of a variable. Maybe more game experience in big games than Trey Lance, but still, he only had 393 attempts in his college career. And I don't know, is this immaturity? I mean,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're benching him for Joe Flacco, who's older than our dads, because he tapped out. It's almost unprecedented in NFL history.
Yeah, it is. You know, I'm really curious. I'm curious whether it was the quote. I'm curious whether this is a Jim Irsay edict that comes down because he wants to see wins. I'm curious if this is the coaching staff just bailing out on the player, because I think those three things are different things. When you signed up for Anthony Richardson, you should have signed up for a 4-year plan to say, just like with Josh Allen and the Bills, I don't care what he goes out there and does. And it's a hard thing to say. And that's a hard thing to stick to for 3 or 4 years, because that's what it takes. And that's what it took for Josh Allen. And they stood behind him no matter what. And he made a lot of mistakes. And he looked a lot like Anthony Richardson to this point. Now, it's a harder thing to do to sit there and tell your ownership, hey, you promised me 2 years ago that this was going to be okay. Well, now he's seeing it and he's living it week to week. And then he hears a terrible quote that I honestly don't know if Richardson meant it as a joke. When I first read it, I thought it was like, okay, he's being a young dude saying something that's kind of funny, but like you can't say out loud either, like in a serious, you know, situation. So I think, my guess without knowing is that quote kind of pushed things to the top to say he's just not mature enough as a person yet to where we're comfortable with him to actually take what we're trying to give him. So that's a huge concern. We've seen it time and time again. These young guys get kind of tossed to the curb, and then they go somewhere else, and maybe they play a little bit better. I hope the Colts aren't doing that just yet. It's still very, very early in his career, but it's hard to have sympathy for them when they signed up for the project. Mm. You knowingly sign up for it. Huge upside is still there, but the bumps are going to keep coming probably for another year, even if he gets back on the field.
What's the biggest surprise through 8 weeks of football in the National Football League?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I would say that Kansas City still just looks far and away better than anyone else.
Right. It's crazy.
And, like, they're not playing well.
Right.
Like, I just don't even – I'm used to them not necessarily playing well and winning, but it's that you look at the NFC, and like you said, can Washington actually be the best team in the NFC? Like, are you serious? That's a team that picked fourth overall second overall last year. Like, that's pretty unbelievable. And then in the AFC, you know, Baltimore looks good, sure, but Pittsburgh's leading them. Right. And, you know, it's like all these things, and it's just like – Kansas City's just back at it again. Like, are they going to potentially push for an undefeated season? Is there going to be a real team that comes in and pushes them for stop them from a three-peat? It's kind of hard to imagine when we sit here today, especially if they traded for DeAndre Hopkins, which even if he's not the same DeAndre Hopkins, he's still a good player. So I think that's been my biggest surprise, like the parity throughout the league from number 2 to 32 is generally so small, and then you still have the Chiefs there feeling like they could go up two or three more gears and still just get better and better.
Ian Valentino's with us, guys, on the waitfor.com hotline at NFL Draft Study. The other thing is, you know, the Lions, we were talking about some talking head on one of the networks going, the Lions are better than the Chiefs. And I was like, well, they don't have Patrick Mahomes. They got a lot of other cool stuff. I know they're still going to try to find the replacement for Aiden Hutchinson. I guess Dan Campbell, like, maybe he's learned his lesson, because if he does the clock management, he's in the Super Bowl, right, last year. Do you buy the Lions as the best team in the NFC?
I think I do right now, but that Hutchinson injury I do think comes back to bite him at some point. It may not be until the Super Bowl, but I don't see how you get over that injury. It's just too significant. They have not properly identified, developed, invested into a number 2 pass rusher up until this point to compliment him. And now that he's out, it puts a huge strain on that defense. And so I don't know that there is a team in the NFC that could really make them pay for not having that star. They've got enough throughout the rest of the front to be pretty competitive against anyone they play. But then when you get to the Super Bowl, if you are playing the Chiefs, especially, you've got to have a superstar. You have to have someone that Patrick Mahomes actually has to look for every play. And if you don't, it's just probably not going to matter. But offensively, they are so overwhelmingly good. They're so well coached on both sides of the ball. They do have some guys that they've done a great job of developing. And then on the back end, in the secondary especially, they've got young guys that will hopefully continue to get better throughout the end of the season. But I think that Hutch injury right, set them back so much that I think they went from like a potential Super Bowl winner to a team that gets there. And I just don't think that they've got enough.
Great stuff. Ian, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. It's crazy right now, and I can't wait to see how the rest of the season is going to play out, man. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.